Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to Elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Oh, that's kind of silly.
Die, go to sleep. Go to sleep, my little bit.
Those memes, and it's like how Drake sleeps. Drake, the type of guy. I still find those funny.
Anita McSween. Have you seen that?
No.
It's so funny. No. It's like doing a gambling stream, and he's like, the most random thing ever. He's doing a gambling stream, and when you're gambling, you're like, I need a max win.
Right.
Like maximum win.
Oh.
So, like, a lot of money. And then, like, he's like, he has, like, an Asian alter ego that's like, Anita McSween.
Jesus.
And her name's Anita McSween.
Anita
McSween. He got, like, a hat made that says, like, it's, like, in kawaii style. He's like, Anita McSween.
Oh,
killed me.
Like the one where it's Pete Davidson and it's like a blurry thing and he's on like live or something and he's just like bacon. I think about that a lot.
Oh my god.
Bacon. Anyway, me. Gerald. Fuck. He farted. all right, guys, as you can probably tell by the episode headline that we haven't written yet. Tonight's episode, tonight, I don't know when the fuck this comes out.
It's night when you're listening to the podcast, no matter where you are, what time it is. It's nighttime.
It's nighttime.
So let's say it's like, let's start at 9 p.m.
It's 9 p.m. You're getting into bed and then fuck. And we have decided we're going to give you guys a little like, we're going to talk about like nighttime.
Yeah. So just close your eyes and drift away for a second.
Yeah, let's do a meditation.
Yeah, okay. So drift away, focus on your thoughts, think about all the muscles in your body. And our first topic, we're going to start at the toes. So think about your toes for a second.
And then think about every bad thing you've ever done.
Think about all of the most embarrassing shit you've ever fucking done in your life. Do you remember that one fucking time in year 7? Do you remember when you were 13 and you shit your pants in the middle of math class?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time?
Think about that. Think about when you did that really embarrassing. Think about when you waved to that guy on the street thinking it was your friend, but it wasn't.
No, and he was waving to someone as well.
And it was the person behind you.
It was the person behind you. How fucking embarrassing. So just breathe.
Breathe.
Breathe in.
About those thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, let's breathe in. Breathe out. Oh my God, yes. And just a disclaimer. We love you, listeners, so much. We would never say or do anything to hurt you.
All right, fuckheads. We're going to talk about...
Don't get so loud. It's sorry. Bedtime.
Sorry. Okay, fuckheads.
Bedtime.
Bedtime. Okay, so as you guys know, Kinda Silly is a meditation podcast.
Uh-huh.
So we highly recommend listening to this when you're driving.
Yeah.
And at night, because it's really... No, bedtime. Kidding. We don't want you to... Yeah, so we're going to discuss bedtime routines tonight.
Yeah.
Jennifer Cole sleeping. but we're gonna discuss in a really beautiful way how to get to sleep.
Yes. Oh my gosh, because we've had so many people call in and be like, I can't sleep. Girlies, I need you to tell me what to do.
So many of you are like, oh my god, I have insomnia.
And you know what? So quirky.
Can't sleep.
And you know what, Silly Gang? Oh, wait, no, actually, everyone said that we should call them the Silly Billies.
I like Silly Gang.
I think we should use both.
Yeah, the Silly Billies. It depends how silly we are.
Right now, I think we're a little bit...
We're Silly Billy land.
We're in Silly Billy land.
Yeah.
So, Silly Billy Eilish land, if you will.
guys... Seriously, Billie Eilish, do not take our fandom name.
What the hell?
Billie Eilish comes out tomorrow. She's like, guys, my new name.
You guys are the Silly Billies now.
So the Silly Billie Eilish gang. And all eight of you are like, what the flip? That's the podcast.
What the fork?
What the fork?
I just wanted to say something. I think we should set up the scenario in which we're going to sleep in tonight. Okay. So I think it's just you. It's your night off. You've got literally no plans. You've got a huge comfy bed. There's so many fluffy blankets. It's a really nice temperature. You've got, you ordered some takeout, whatever your favorite takeout is. Molly, what's your favorite takeout food order?
I'd have to say saliva.
That's really yummy. I prefer vomit. So as we move on through this topic, I just want everyone to know that we are being 100% completely serious about every single thing we say, but we're not. So.
All right. Step one, skincare.
Skincare's a good place to start, Molly. Very, very good. So, what is your skincare routine summed up before you go to bed specifically? Do you have a shower before you go to bed?
It depends on the dory, but usually no. Usually I'll just do, ready? I will get my cleanser.
So lovely.
And rub my fucking face. Fuck. Aww. And then I'll get my hyaluronic acid.
Wow.
And then because that's
really... You've got to love acid on your face.
Well, no, it's actually a gentle acid. So you have water on your face.
Wow.
And then you put... and then you put hyaluronic acid on and it's good for wetting your face. And then...
Oh, so your face is so wet.
My face is so fucking wet. Okay, I didn't know. Back to bedtime. And then I will put some retinol on every 3 to 4 days. But you don't want to do it every day because then it fucks your skin. And that's also really so important, true. Genuinely really important disclaimer. If you have retinol, make sure for the next, I got told this by a makeup artist, for the next like couple of days, your skin is going to be very susceptible to scun. to sun, full stop. So make sure you wear sunscreen. And then
do you wear sunscreen every day?
Yeah,
me too.
And then I'm not wearing it today, which is bad because we live in Australia. And
you're also white.
And then I top it all off with moisturizer.
Lovely.
And then I wear sunscreen because I'm so pale.
You wear sunscreen to bed?
Yeah, even at night, the sun's I have guys, no melanin. No melanin.
You're anticipating the sun coming through the window in the morning.
Yeah.
You know that it's gonna fucking burn you if you don't.
No, but even at night, like even the shadows and the dark, the moon will still burn me. Guys, they should have put me in Twilight because I'm white, babes. I'm white.
Didn't even need to put the filter on you.
No, no. If I was in Twilight, they'd be like, everyone else would have the glitter. But for me, they'd be like, no, you're okay. But genuinely, people all the time, people put their arms next to mine and they always go, fuck, you're really pale. I'm like,
to be fair, I am like the palest Asian that I know. So.
You're not pale. You've got a nice, you've got like an olivey sort of, you have like a good... Nice skin tone.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Anyway, what's your bedtime routine? What's your skincare, fuckhead?
So my skincare. Okay, Come on, Silly Billies.
Silly Billies, pack it the fuck up. Stop being fucked.
Boys at the back.
Boys,
what the fuck are you even doing here? I'm pretty sure that our like target audience is women.
Hey,
what are you
hey,
doing?
Hey,
here?
No, but
no, actually, I'm curious. No, like I'm fine that you're here, but like why?
Yeah.
Like what about us talking about periods?
I know there's a random fucking boy who listens to this podcast who's like, yeah.
Yeah, you reckon there's a Giga Chad listening to this podcast at the gym?
I think
and
Travis,
he's like, oh, damn it, I love listening to my girlies.
I think Travis Kelce listens to this podcast.
Oh my God, he probably does.
I think that's quite a bold step, but I'm
that's
gonna go
so funny because when I wrote the description for the podcast, I actually wrote like, this is purely for Travis Kelce, but I backspaced it because I thought, well, you know, I'll open the floodgates for everyone else. So yeah. Anyway, back to bedtime.
Back to bedtime.
Okay.
Back to your sitting cap. What do you slather on your face before bed?
Slather? I love to slather, by the way.
I love to slather.
Slather. So before bed, I wash my face with my cleanser. And then I pat my face down because I always go, oh, my face is a bit too wet. I don't like that feeling. And then I put moisturizer on. And that's it.
Wow.
Thank you. Cool. If I ever have like a really bad pimple, I used to have really bad skin in high school. Like
that's
late
really
high school.
Embarrassing.
I know, that's really fucking embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
I know, that's one of the things I was thinking about earlier when we were thinking about all the embarrassing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just skin. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just really
knows,
ugly.
Everyone knows how you look is a reflection of how you should feel about
yourself.
And if
yourself. You have acne, you probably look disgusting. Yeah. Yeah, like it's so awful.
So true.
Just kidding.
I'm not kidding,
but we're kidding.
I mean, we're kidding, guys.
No, we love you. We don't, but we love you. So, what the hell was I talking about?
Acne and shit.
Oh, in high school, I had not great skin.
Sorry. Just comes out.
Thank you so much. That was really lovely.
That's okay. That's how I support my friends. Guys, women supporting women. Freak.
And I figured out that I used all these products, okay, and they just didn't work. And I realized it was just because I was a teenager. And when I when I turned like 18, my skin just cleared. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, I'm a 25-year-old teenager and I still get acne.
Okay,
so.
But look, like, I'm not saying I'm better than everyone
yes,
else.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Because you told me one time, and feel free to cut this, okay. But I have like the worst periods in the world. And then one time you were like, I literally get a period for like 2 days and it's like, I don't have any pain. And I remember being like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, I get like my.
So that's your thing. That's your up thing.
Fine.
And then this is
fine,
my up.
Fine. That's valid. Okay. So you get the pimples. I get the pimples and you get the shitty period.
But
pain.
Like, if I. Back to the point.
Period.
If I ever get like pimples or anything of any sort that are like big or whatever, like just randomly. Hormonally, I do get them around my cycle. Oh my God, this is so irrelevant. I usually put perfume on them. I know it sounds really weird, but it's something about the alcohol in them that just fucking.
You need to put
gets them away.
Salicylic acid or like the fucking.
No, but I've tried all of these products. I'm serious. It just does not work.
Benzoyl peroxide's really good.
I used to use Benzac. That's the thing that fucked my skin and made it so dry.
Oh.
And it wasn't because I was using too much of it. It genuinely, like, all these products, I remember growing up and being like, why am I so weird? Like, none of these things work for me, but perfume does. And I learned that from my ex-boyfriend. He was like, I put cologne on my zits and they go away. And I was like, that's so weird. But then I did it one day and I was like, what the fuck? It works
it
for
works.
Me. Yeah, it was really random. So if you ever think nothing's working for you, just try that. But obviously don't put a lot on there because what? Just
because we're
just be careful,
skin.
Okay?
We're not. All right.
We're not dermatologists.
I am. Okay. I'm a board certified dermatologist, and these are my 7 skincare hacks.
Legal reasons, that's a joke. So continue.
Okay, back to bedtime.
Back to bedtime, silly billies. Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, then I find this is quite relaxing. I will go on my phone for 15 hours until I cannot physically keep my eyes open. And I will wonder why I feel depressed, but my eyes will be quite literally 3 centimeters away from my phone. And I will be doom scrolling and looking at about 15 pieces of media. And I'll be like, wait, I don't feel calm. But obviously that is my recommendation for a really calming bedtime.
That sounds really good.
It's,
you know what,
so
I do
relaxing.
Before bed?
What?
I go outside and I take all of my clothes off.
And you howl at the moon. Woo!
Not quite. Okay. You're on the right track. I take all of my clothes off and I stand in the grass and I aim my butthole towards the moon. And then I start to chant and I say, moon, fill me with... blank, whatever.
It's all, no, it's all, no, fill
no,
it in.
No. It's moon, fill me with blank. It's just depending on what I need that day. So if I like feel like I don't have enough protein in my diet,
yep.
I'll say moon, fill me with protein.
This is the manifestation they don't tell you
yeah.
about. This,
yeah,
is how,
yeah.
this is how, you know, when people like see, manifest, this is how you
yeah,
actually do it.
Exactly. And sometimes I will bring out crystals.
Right.
And put them like in my hands as I'm chanting with my butthole towards the moon.
Yep.
And it works a lot of the time. I have
interesting
manifestation is very powerful, but unfortunately you can't just save sounds on TikTok.
Right.
That's so not how you manifest.
So Molly goes on her phone for 9 hours and Jess puts her asshole to the moon.
Yeah.
So that's
both
how
very valid ways, I think.
Yeah, I think both are really
yeah.
valid. Okay, so that's like part, and then like let's say like, okay, so we've done the skincare, we've done our chanting to the moon.
Yeah.
And then like last but not like least, like what else? Like, what? How else do we get to sleep?
Well, if I'm by myself,
yeah,
in this scenario, I would probably whack one out. Like,
oh fuck! Oh fuck! All right, now, yeah, right.
I would probably like. I would probably gratitude journal.
Gay.
No, that's exactly right. I journal about my gayness and
period
and my bisexuality. Like that's all I do, and I just write the same word over and over and over again. It just says gay, 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 just so I know when I wake up and I look at the journal that I'm gay. What do you do? What would you do?
Well, if I can't get to sleep, often what I find really effective is to listen to a podcast whilst watching a film, whilst playing on my Switch, whilst going on TikTok. I find that is so effective.
So
like back to being...
Sorry, Silly Billies.
Yeah, sorry, yep. sorry. Guys, again... Silly Billies? Silly Billies, calm the fuck
Seriously.
Down, all right? All right, this is a relaxing meditation.
For fuck's sake.
Fucking hell, you fuckwits. Anyway.
Anyway, so...
Back to it. So, yeah, so I really find... watching 5 bits of media is really helpful.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, my favorite part is to top it all off, I'll try and read a book and I'll go, for some reason this book isn't hitting the same as this screen that's been designed by people a lot bigger, smarter, and a huge corporation.
Lower
of
your voice.
Okay. For some reason the book doesn't quite hit as much as TikTok with 5,000 bits of stimulus. It's quite
yeah.
interesting.
That's
I do
really weird. I think you're probably really fucked in the head.
Yeah, like
I think maybe
yeah.
it's actually you that's the problem.
I agree, period.
Because I like the screens.
Maybe I am my period.
The screens, like that, they're not the problem.
Yeah.
They connect us with the moon.
Yeah, true.
So I think maybe you like the solution in my mind.
And then I watch porn.
Yeah, is to watch porn and lots of it.
Yeah. Porn's really good for your brain, guys.
Yeah, it will not cause brain rot.
It won't. Anyway, yeah. So then I recommend thinking about everything you haven't achieved that day.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And so you have your like list of all the things you did in
yeah.
the day and all the things you had to do.
Yeah. And
you
really didn't do.
Yeah. And so how many things are usually on the list? Like
I
15 to 20?
I am quite literally... Real talk for a second, Gucci gang. I am at the most, probably right now, is the most successful I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
And I quite literally still feel so inadequate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do definitely.
I would agree. I think you are incredibly inadequate.
I agree. I do often think, fuck, if my parents were more, like, horrible, like, I could have been an Olympian, like, and, yeah, because my parents are
right.
cunts. they made me have a normal childhood.
Oh my gosh. So you need more trauma.
Yeah. Fuck. I really could have been, and I could have gone to the Olympics and done some vlogs.
And you could have been a very successful musician.
Hey.
No, I'm saying like.
Have you not heard a boy's song?
Of course I have. It's the best song ever, and I play it. Thank you. That's another thing I would recommend is playing that before you go to sleep.
Oh yeah. Okay. ASMR boys suck for bedtime. I'm gonna say it. Boys suck. I'm gonna say it. Girls rock. Girls rule the world. And boys. I'm just toys. Woody. All right, guys, that's your ASMR boys song.
Save that clip. Save that clip if you're a tech whiz. Play that over and over and over again as you're going to sleep. Would recommend.
Wait, can I fart on the podcast and like put the mic to it?
That's another thing I would recommend doing.
Wait, guys, this is to get you to sleep. I think
wait, just give me a sec. I have to recover.
That bass, literally.
Someone call Megan Trainor because I'm all about that bass.
Megan, we have your new hit single. All right, Silly Billies. We really hope that helps you with your bedtime routine. So what have we learned? So
think about all of the terrible things that you've ever done.
All the things you haven't accomplished. Yeah. Go on your phone for 15 hours.
Put your asshole to the moon and chant with crystals in your hand.
Eat 1 minute before bed.
Yeah. Oh, that's another great
thing. That's another way around. Eat
should fart.
Yep. Yep. And then what do you call it? Whack one out.
You should whack one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And watch porn.
And watch porn. Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.